We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Talkin' Tech with Teddy. Now, here is your host, Teddy Allen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much. This is when we try to introduce you to as many of the Tech Athletic family as we can. And today we've got Noah White, number 66. Noah, welcome, buddy.
Appreciate you. Thank you for having me.
That's a very heavy number. We're going to get into that. Yeah. And then number 41, Reeves Blankenship. Reeves, glad you're here.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Reeves is a deep snapper. Noah's the holder and also backup kicker.
Backup snapper.
Backup snapper to Reeves.
I'm Reeves' backup, yes, sir.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
How's that get to his head?
These guys never get to stand straight up when they're out on the field. Reeves has always bent over, and Noah's on his knee.
Right.
How did you draw the number 66, Noah? That's just a heavy – you're a decent-sized guy, 6'3", 190, but it seems like such a heavy number to carry around.
Well, I'll tell you this. I did not request number 66. It was kind of just given to me. And
glad to have a jersey.
Kind of stuck.
No, sure. It fits him now.
Reeves, you switched from 58
Well, originally,
to the more sleek 41.
Okay. So I came in my redshirt year 63. That was my high school number.
Gotcha.
And then my redshirt freshman year had 49, and then redshirt sophomore year had 58.
Okay.
And then last year had 41, and then now stuck with 41 this year. Just thankful.
And did you keep requesting, can I get?
No. You just, none of those were requests.
You wore what was in your locker.
So, yeah. There was some, I know whenever I switched to 58 to 41, there was a guy on our team who had a cousin pass away. He was number 58, and so he requested that he could have my number.
Bless his heart.
Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, he could have it.
Okay.
It didn't mean that much to me, so
okay.
I was glad he could have it.
So we're 41 now, and we're dug in with that.
We're dug in.
Did you tell him when you got here how I was the number one long snapper recruit in this, rated number one in this state?
And I
should
did.
Have a like a 6 or a 8?
I did. But I was hoping for number 12, but they said it was retired.
Who knew?
I was hoping to bring it back out.
I don't know why they didn't give it to you.
I know.
Who was deep snapping before you got here?
So my redshirt year It was Cameron Link. He was a pitcher.
That's right.
And then the year before that was Darryl Travis.
Right. Darryl was a stud. Mm-hmm. Cameron ended up being all conference.
Yep, stud.
Just happenstance walking by practice one day. The story, we missed Cameron. He was a good hand for us. So what did you learn from did you spend any time with Darryl or was it just Cameron?
I did with both. Okay. So with Darryl specifically, he helped me a lot with just being able to sit there and come to practices or come to like summer workouts and really fine-tune some of the form that I had that I was messing up a little bit. He was able to sit there and have another set of eyes on me because I could just see myself snap over and over. But a new, fresh set of eyes to come in was really nice. He helped me a lot with that. With Cameron, he more helped me on the social end than the snapping.
I was going to say, he's kind of a nut.
Yeah. No, he's been a really big mentor to me with football and then also outside of football. He's really walked through life with me and helped me just discover what I want to do in life and that kind of thing. So,
and like you, he's a married man.
He is.
And he's at Colorado State now?
He is, yep.
Okay. We wish Cameron the best. He's a good friend of the program and of all of us, a good athlete. Noah, when is the first time you started holding?
I didn't start holding until after my redshirt year, actually. So we came in and knew that Reeves was just a year ahead of me, so that would have been a while. And we needed a holder. Will Parker had left, and we were short in on that. So I started learning, wanted to see the field, and ended up working out really good.
And then Jacob came, and you had to do it from the left side. I mean, he kicks with his left foot.
Yes, when Jacob came, I had just started, like, finally learning how to do it with the right foot. And then Jacob came, had to start all over again with the left foot. It's two completely different things. It's taken a while, but we're good now by last year.
Yeah, we've had no problems.
Is you got to do what you got to do.
Is your perspective, Reese, different snapping depending on which side Noah's on?
I just get to see another side of his face.
Okay. No. You're just aiming for the hands.
Aiming for the hands, yeah.
Okay, speaking of, Reese, comical character, sent me a little cartoon yesterday of these little minion people. Tell me where they're from.
So off Despicable Me.
These guys are hilarious. I can't quit watching. But the little minion head with the big football helmet snaps it, and or the ball sitting there in the holder, which would be Noah's holding it, and the kicker kicks the holder out of the picture.
Yeah, we're still working on that as a specialist unit.
That's what I was wondering if Jacob Barnes ever thinks about booting.
We'll give him a stronger leg before he does it.
Yeah.
Were y'all both on the field last? By the way, before we move on from him, your kicker looks 12. I mean, in his face.
Coach Smith calls him Opie.
Does he shave yet? Does Jacob shave?
I think
he's got a little neck beard going on, but he ain't got much on the chin.
You know, when you're a child and you're with your dad just putting the shaving cream on just for fun, it's kind of the same thing.
He is a baby faced dude, a really good kicker. He kicked the game winner last year here at Tech against UAB in double overtime, a 35-yard field goal. Were both y'all on the field for that?
We were.
Tell me about that moment.
It was insane.
It's a great game.
It was, I'll tell you, that was probably the most nervous I've ever been to go hold, just to go hold a football. Mm-hmm. But, you know, right before that, he actually kind of went wide left, but then they had a rough in the kicker on, so we were like, we got another chance, we better make this one.
I've forgotten about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. For me, I mean, that was an awesome moment because I had never witnessed us beating UAB here. So, really? Like, my redshirt year, we got a field goal block to end the game. That was when they first came back with their football team.
Mm-hmm.
And they came here and we lost, and we went there and we lost, and so we came back here. And finally, it was sweet that I was able to help, you know, send us out in the victory like that. So that was awesome.
And also just to be a part of, like, a game-winning field goal. It's something, like, as a specialist, you talk about all the time.
Yeah. Was that the last play of the game?
It was.
In overtime? Okay, yeah. I thought so. Now we experienced the opposite of that, and you've lost four games on the last play of the game. And you can go through your whole college career and not lose four.
Yeah.
We lost four out of eight so far this year.
Right.
And you're not used to being 2-6 and go to UAB this week. Mm-hmm. So what's the – when I'm around everybody, the mood is upbeat. You guys get along great, it seems, everybody's attitude. But how much does that beat you down, and where do you go from here?
Man.
Reeves, you're the old married man with the beard, so we'll let you go.
Right.
It's tough. I know my redshirt year – we played South Carolina and we lost off a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had four games that year that was very similar to how it is this year. Very like 1-point games, you know, last second games. It's tough, and we come in on Sunday afternoons and we see like man, we're right there.
Yep.
You take out one play, you do something different on the same play, you're right there. And so I think Coach Holtz's message to us has been like, we're good. We're a good football team. We just got to finish it out, put it together.
Mm-hmm.
So I think his and the whole team understands that we're a good football team. We just need to put it out there. And it's not just the record that defines us, but how we play.
You agree with that? No, the Tech plays like they're capable.
Oh, we can beat anybody. Right. We can compete with anybody if we, you know, just put it all together.
Yeah. The ODU game, there were only four penalties, but every one of them came at just the worst time.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You know, and y'all had been, y'all are, in general, this program has been one of the least penalized teams, but that kind of was not the case in a couple of games before. And then in this one, you only get four. Mm-hmm. But they're just the best. It's just a head scratcher, isn't it?
It is. Absolutely.
If you play enough ball, you'll go through a stretch like this. Reeves is from Springfield. Where's that at?
That's a great
all of a sudden,
question.
I realized.
Tell
wait a minute, I don't know where that is.
All right, so there's one stoplight in the town.
Okay.
So you just got to take it from a wide scope all the way down mm-hmm. to narrow. So if you go. Who's not someone who's not familiar with South Louisiana, you go, I'm in between Baton Rouge and New Orleans.
Perfect.
Then if you get in between there, I'm right by Hammond.
Got
if
it.
You know where that's at, I'm right by Ponchatoula. If you know where that's at, I'm across from Ponchatoula. Okay.
With the one stop sign.
One stop line.
I'm
yep.
from a town like that too. Both these guys are honor roll guys. Noah is from Ruston.
Right down the road.
Was this an easy choice to go to school here? Did you always plan to go here?
It was very easy. I originally was committed for soccer to go play at Dallas Baptist,
mm-hmm.
but Tech called about football late into my senior year, and I was like, just perfect opportunity to stay home and play D1 football. Why wouldn't you take that?
Good for you. How many brothers and sisters you got?
I have three brothers.
Three brothers.
No sisters.
Okay, and a very athletic family are the Whites. Reeves, you played basketball in high school?
I did, and I threw javelin and discus. I don't know if that wasn't any
was
good, but I threw it.
What about in hoops? Did you have any hops?
Nope. I'll be honest here. I played.
Inside room.
I got to a lot of playing time, but did I? Was I had any potential outside of high
okay.
school?
Absolutely. Football's always been your sport.
Yep.
You or soccer player, obviously, Noah. You got any other sports that you enjoyed playing?
I played baseball as well.
Of course you did.
I played for my dad. He was our
yep.
head coach.
His name is
Toby.
Everybody in Russ knows the
Toby.
The Whites. What was your number in high school?
For football?
Yeah.
Football was number 91.
God, another big number.
I played defensive end, though,
okay.
so kind of then
that
kind of
fits. What about in baseball?
Baseball is 23.
Okay, that's a lot sleeker.
Michael Jordan.
Do you have a roommate?
I do have a roommate.
And who's your roommate?
He does not play football.
Okay.
But he is from Ruston.
What's his name? We'll give him a shout out.
His name is Graham Haynes.
Okay.
Represent.
And he doesn't have to go to practice every day.
He does not.
On the bright side. Reeves, you have a special roommate.
I do.
So tell us about
yeah.
her.
Yeah. So I am actually married. I got married May 9th of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in the midst of COVID.
Gee whiz.
Everything was going crazy with us. Actually, fun fact, Noah was in the wedding.
I was.
He was one of my groomsmen.
Bless his heart.
Okay. I know. We were.
He was hard to hold and stuff.
Yeah. It was a struggle. I mean, Bailey said she had 12 bridesmaids, and so I just had to start picking people.
He had to kind of start picking out of the hat.
Everybody half the offense and half the defense.
I got lucky to draw on that one.
So, no, but we were dating my freshman mm-hmm. year. She was a senior. I was a freshman, so that was awesome. Getting to have the bragging rights around the team. But we got married a year and a half ago now, and going strong.
Okay. You enjoy having a female roommate?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything's clean, which is great.
That's beautiful.
But that means I have to clean, too. So that's the only downside. But it's been great.
Anytime I'm about to come over to his house, he always says, hey, I have to check my wife first.
Yeah.
That's just like weird.
It's always helpful.
Yeah. I mean, he can
helpful.
Come. It's just how yeah. much pain it'll be after
and
he comes.
You're probably learning this, but if you agree with your wife, and you'll learn this one day, Noah, 96% of your problems
go away,
disappear
yeah.
off the table if you just remove yourself from the equation.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Noah,
yeah,
Sunday.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Noah
Halloween
celebrated a birthday on Halloween. Did y'all do anything for Halloween, you guys?
Well, we were here. We
came up here and watched film.
Yeah.
Came up here.
All right. You had a solo tackle at UTEP. Noah.
I did.
How did you do that? Did we have a
that was the
kicking mistake or and you what
that was a
or were you on the
we were up by a lot that game
uh-huh.
and so they let me go in for punt snap because I'm Reese's backup. And that was the one punt snap I've ever gotten to do, but I got a tackle on it.
It was a great punt. Brady Farley punted it.
He punted it really
right
good.
On the sideline.
Needless to say, definitely got my ankles broken, but I got back up. And I got back up and made a tackle. So
good. Well, I wanted to give you credit. Have you made a tackle yet, Ray?
Man, Coach Allen asked me this the other day, and it depends on what you consider a tackle. Because I jump on the pile a lot, but I do have a fumble recovery. I got that at TCU last year.
Beautiful. That was my thing. That was a pretty place to play. It's a tough game.
It was.
Do you guys have hobbies?
Yeah. I'm starting to get into golf, so that's fun. I enjoy that.
It's a great game. It's very hard.
Very hard.
But it's fun.
Very much like a specialist mentality. Mm. You're just going against yourself all the time. So I enjoy it. It's very competitive, that kind of thing.
I've tried to go golfing with him a couple of times. It's definitely not for me.
It's a hard game.
They don't let you do donuts on the golf course.
No. Are y'all hunters, fishers?
I'm not big on hunting. My entire family is, I'll say that. Okay. But we got a lot of land out in Mangum where my dad's from, and I've gone a couple times. I don't go near as much as they do, but got land behind our house.
All right. What do you do away from football, Noel?
A lot of times during the summer, I work at a summer camp out in Tyler, Texas.
Good for you.
And it's called Pine Cove. It's a ministry organization. Yep. And I work with 6th and 7th graders out there. And it's a really neat opportunity. Oh. And I'm very grateful that Coach Holtz and Coach Smith allow me to go every summer, because I don't take that for granted. And I know that's a big thing to ask to leave for 2 months. But it's something I love doing and something I'm very passionate about. And I want to eventually work there full time one day.
Oh, man. God love you for that. Have you been to the Caldwell Zoo? In Tyler.
I have been to the Caldwell Zoo, actually.
Have you been, Ray? You and Bailey need to.
You need to go out there.
And giraffes.
Elephants.
That's
tight.
Your wildebeest. Oh, it's,
we need to go out there.
I love me some zoos, man.
It's huge. You can go walk up the thing and eat like a hot dog or popcorn outdoors, and you're on the level with the giraffe's head.
It's like on a...
I know. It blows your mind.
That's wild.
It?
That's amazing.
All right. Why are we going to go? I say we, even though I'm not on the team. Why are y'all going to go? I should say 1-0 Saturday. You're 13.5 point underdogs at UAB.
That's never been a big thing for us. Is it really the underdog point thing? I don't think anybody's ever looked at that and been like, "Oh, dang." Yeah. So, I mean, we were what, 22 point underdogs in Mississippi State?
Yeah, y'all covered in all those games where you were double digit underdogs the first of the year.
We never really look into that, but I think.
Well, good. I don't want you gambling.
Oh, yeah.
But
obviously,
for entertainment purposes, I do want you to know there's a line on the game. Why are y'all going to cover that and win on the scoreboard?
Man, I think we've talked about earlier, we've been, what's it now, 4 games, almost 5 games now that have been down to the wire. I think we're starting to come around, turn it around, regardless of the last couple of weeks. I think we have a good team. I think we have a good coaching staff that's prepared, that's ready to show what our full potential is like. I think we have a lot of potential, and I hate that word just because you haven't reached up to it yet, but I think this game will be able to complete the game in offense, defense, and special teams.
Bulldogs are 2-6, but that means you got 4 games left, maybe 5.
That's right.
That's right.
Okay. Before I let you guys go, by the way, these are two Conference USA Honor Roll guys. What are you majoring in, Noah?
I graduated in health and physical education. I'm currently getting my MBA right now.
You're the man. Good.
I'm in the exact same route. He's just falling in my footsteps.
Is he?
In every way.
Everybody emulates.
Yeah.
We had a lot of classes together.
Everybody emulates Reed.
That's right.
Okay. Anything y'all want to add before I let y'all go?
Man, I appreciate you and just talking with us, because not a lot of people think about the specialist until you mess it up.
We definitely really appreciate it. So, this is a really cool thing to do.
We've been blessed since Daryl's been here, Cameron, y'all. Mm-hmm. We've really had good – it makes a big difference when you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen bad snaps before, and you've seen bad holes before, Noah, and it just – the world – it's like the world's crumbling.
Oh, yeah.
So we don't take y'all for granted. Appreciate what you do, and maybe one day you'll get to – be on the field standing up instead of getting bent over. We'll see.
Yeah, that's my better half over there on that side. So.
We'll reach for that.
Definitely appreciate it.
Till next time.
See ya.
You've been listening to Talkin' Tech with Teddy. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.